Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Fridays are for fucking.
Oh my God. Isn't it, baby?
Yes, so.
Laura kneeled before the impeccably beautiful blonde with the bright yellow stilettos and white fishnet stockings, her eyes mysteriously drawn to the full mound nestled between her upper thighs, beckoned by the lust that raged between her own legs. She was leggy, shapely, imperfect in her physical integrity, and Laura had gone wet the very first time she saw her. Her name was Katie Justin, but everyone called her Madam or Mistress. Her sexual prowess was legendary among Las Vegas hookers, and there was no one there that could equal her skill at wooing the opposite sex, or any sex for that matter. Formidable men and women of both political and financial means had made their way to her door through the years of glory in her flesh and worship at her feet. A rich Arab prince that had once visited her house in Vegas had once whisked her away out of the country for a sexual liaison in a foreign country where he had proposed marriage and been declined. And it was nothing for Madame to be discreetly spirited away to the swank accommodations inside D.C. by a very powerful political personage. Laura had asked her if she might work in her house on a part-time basis after her husband had gone off with a young college girl several years ago and left her financially destitute when the pain came like a hungry bear and consumed the coins of her joy, and there was no one found to buy her ransom. Madame had wooed the young housewife that day and loved her until Laura was nearly exhausted. She had looked Laura up and down the first day as the sound of her heels clicked on the stone floor beneath her. While she walked around Laura, Madame had raised her skirt and passed her fingers over the front of Laura's panties, making the young brunette shiver in front of her vivacious host. "I would expect you to offer all services to my clientele, Laura," she had said, as her finger slipped under the elastic band of her panties. "And of course, without regard to gender, you will need to be discreet, never discussing your clients with anyone," she had told her, as her fingers gently swirled around Laura's clit, making the young woman soft at her legs. Madame had stepped in close to Laura and slowly ran the tip of her tongue up the side of her neck, and then captured her earlobe between her sharp, white teeth, teasing the young woman's skin. Laura felt the moisture on Madame's fingers as she probed her folds, and she nearly passed out from the passion that washed over her hungry flesh. Madame had stepped back then and picked up a crop, then moved her panties and seated herself on the very edge of the large, overstuffed chair. "Undress where you are, my dear, and then crawl to me on your hands and knees," she had told Laura that afternoon. Laura had done as she was asked and kneeled there and began to crawl towards her host. "Look at me as you advance, my slut," Madame had ordered, as the tip of the crop tapped the cold stone floor impatiently. Laura had gone low to the floor with her upper body as she moved, her eyes fastened to those of her mistress, her nipples intermittently touching the cool stone below periodically. When she got close enough that her nose caught the scent of Madame's cunt, Laura's mouth had begun to water, and the flesh between her legs started to warm slightly. Laura had never before considered sex with another woman, but there was something in the nature and physical cast of this woman that made her want to try. Laura had paused as Madame raised the tip of the crop and slowly moved the cool leather tip along the skin of her back. Its slow caress made her body tremble in its passage over her. "You do know what I expect from you now, don't you?" the warm, soft voice had asked. "I believe so, mistress. But I've never done it before," Laura had breathed in reply. "You'll be fine, dear. I'll teach you," Madam had told her. Laura inched her face toward her slowly, her eyes feasting on the full, sharply shaped ridges of her mound. The intense, spicy smell of the woman made her nipples explode with want, and the heat of her folds against Laura's cheeks made her ravenous to taste her. Laura quickly slipped her tongue out of her mouth and lightly flicked the hard mass of tissue, which now extended beyond the rise of Madam's ridges. Her slender tongue sailed through the tasty fluids of Katie's cunt, enticing it to even more energetic antics in the soft flesh of her mound. Madam flinched only slightly as the crop continued its insidious caress of Laura's vulnerable body. Madam was hairless down below, with only a V-shaped, close-cropped tuft of hair rising from the apex of her crevice. Laura made little light bites all around the top of her soft mound, as Madam had squirmed in front of her. Laura then ran the tip of her tongue from the top to the very bottom of Madam's fragrant pussy, and let slip just the mere tip of it between her moist, swollen lips. "You're a beautiful woman, Laura, with a very sweet mouth," Madam had told her as she licked her way around the beautiful blonde's cunt. Laura inserted her tongue deep into the darkness of Madam's passage as she felt the tip of the crop go below and move between her legs. Her next sensation was that of a gentle slap by the crop against her clit area, which sent a searing bolt of pleasure through her body that seduced all her sensitive areas at once. "Oh my God, Madam, please do more," Laura had softly whispered as she shook in front of the temptress. The taps continued until Laura was leaking down her legs and moaning against the sweet flesh in her mouth. Laura was blushing inside, embarrassed by the inordinate amount of fluid being discharged from her opening. She had never known she could be so raptured by the gentle persuasion of physical humiliation before that day. But she knew one thing now. She wanted more of it. Laura's tongue went into overdrive, lashing the blonde's clit lustily, and then pausing. She covered the whole of her mound with her lips and sucked firmly against Madam's wet flesh, making the most beautiful sucking sounds Katie had ever heard. Each was creating a rising need within the other, which became self-perpetuating at some point.
Yes. Suck it, Laura. My, but you're good at it for your first time," Madam crooned. Laura didn't reply. Her mouth was full, and she was very busy at the moment. Laura lost herself in the stinging caress of Madam's crop, as Madam herself began to worship the hard, driving length of flesh in Laura's able mouth. Laura reached up as she ate her beautiful host and found Madam's breasts. She became brutal there, as Madam cringed against the searing bite of her vice-like squeeze. Madam reached down beside her and picked up a long, thick device from the drawer of her end table. She stopped Laura's wickedness rising from her seat and then lay out on the floor beside Laura. "Straddle me and bury that beautiful tongue between my legs. And eat me, Laura," Madam had instructed her. Laura continued to eat Madam's cunt in her new position, while she felt her probing about her wet folds with the head of that large device. Laura felt her lips part slightly
as the soft device entered her body, and then came the slow, agonizing advance of its thick, soft body as it stretched and filled her to capacity.
"Oh, madam, you shouldn't,"
she teased the busty blonde. Madam began to savagely ravish the stunning brunette's pussy, and knew from the sound she made she wasn't far from orgasm. Laura shoved three fingers into the tight, wet opening of Madam's body, while her tongue continued lapping her clit forcefully, making the blonde arch high against the pleasant wickedness of Laura's hand and mouth. Laura pumped her leaking pussy vigorously, the rapid impact producing a steady array of wet flesh sounds from Madam's dripping folds. Madam was slightly slapping her ass now as she fucked her with the soft jelly dildo. The mixture of light pain and intense pleasure was driving the heated brunette towards a meltdown. Laura screamed as the head of the device slammed into the front of her uterus, and Madam twisted the insidious device in a circular motion. As she paused there, Madam pulled the thing completely out of Laura's body and shoved it into her tight, hot asshole as her tongue replaced the device in her pussy.
"Oh, Madam. Oh, fuck,"
Laura hissed, overcome by the sudden change in tactics. Laura screamed loud against Madam's mound as she came, gushing her mouth full of hot, slick girl cum. Laura ground her bottom forcefully against the able tongue of her lovely host, desperate to get all the sensation she could from her intense release. Finally, as the last waves of electric pleasure coursed her nervous system, Lady Laura reached back and snatched the device out of the hands of her host. She brought the device around quickly and crammed it whole into the hungry passage of the woman beneath her. Madam moaned deeply and arched high into the air again as Laura buried the huge dildo rim deep into the sopping cunt of the beautiful prostitute. Madam's muscular contractions were so fierce that she actually sprayed the small hand of her lover with a sweet, odorous covering of spicy cum. But Laura kept pulling her swollen opening until Madam began to protest the action. Laura rolled off of her lover and lay on her back against the cool stone floor. In a moment, Madam rose to her hands and knees, and then crawled over Laura's body to lower her face to her lover. She licked her juices from around the corner of Laura's mouth, then licked her chin and nose as well. "You may work in my house if you like, young lady, and I will look after you," Madam had told her.
"Thank you,"
Laura whispered. "You're very welcome. Will you spend the rest of today and tonight here with me, my dear?" Madam asked her.
"I'd love to,"
Laura responded. Laura looked up into the cold blue eyes of her employer. She was distant and aloof in them, and she wondered what life might have handed her in the past, and where her journeys may have led her. Laura reached up and filled both hands with the straw-colored silk of her head and gently pulled her mouth down next to her own and then kissed the woman. They made love several times that afternoon and slept peacefully that night in each other's arms. The next day, Madam took her young girl shopping to help her pick clothes that she would need for her new occupation.